when you told me
you're alive, by the way.
You're alive. When you told me it looked like Mary Kate and Ashley there, I was like, compliment.
But then when I saw the size of that, because it's this, you've seen it, it's like three big rings.
Yeah.
I was like, that's literally gonna be the length of my hair. I'm just gonna do it once, and it's
no,
like it looks huge.
You can
on
do
the
it
head.
Twice. I think it'll look really good with the shortcut.
I'm excited.
Isn't that considered crimp?
Like a loose crimp. Isn't crimp like when it's?
I can see
like
why you think it's
kind of
crimpy, but I think it's more beach wave.
It's beach wave,
right?
Yeah. Mary Kate and Ashley didn't crimp their hair. Okay, they just
Thank
had beachy
you.
Wavy hair.
Okay, I'm still learning, but
you are learning. He wants to learn to do makeup so he can do influencer makeup.
Smart. I remember there was one time that you were doing contouring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You were using the sponge. And
oh.
It was when those were new. And you walked in on her and was just like watching how she was doing her makeup. And you were like, that's not how the Kardashians did it.
Yeah, I pay attention to like, there's something going on here. There's like
mm-hmm.
an art to it. And we have this one guy, Christian.
Ugh,
anytime
so
he
good.
Does her makeup, it's just like, it's like a work of art. It's
like
it's something different.
So good.
And I was like, well, what is that? Because I would love to, if it takes me 30 minutes and it's fun to do and it's cool to be like, yeah, I learned how to do this rather than dropping $150.
Oh, yeah. And if you
great.
Had him just doing your makeup all the time?
Yes, please.
I might end up, like, regretting that, learning how to do
Babe,
it.
Babe, I'm ready.
Mini.
But that's the thing with makeup. I really think it's an art, and that's, I can do some stuff, but not what these girls
Mm-mm.
do. But it's such a look, and it looks so good. I feel like you're more artistic with. Like, he used to cut his own hair. You almost cut my hair, too, when we were friends.
I wouldn't try that anymore, though.
I would like to see you try that now.
Things are so easy, though. Like, I got my hair cut from an app. Like, it's called Shortcuts, and you just book someone who comes to your house. They lay down a big tarp.
That's crazy.
And he was here for, like, 30 minutes. It was so easy, mm-hmm. and with tip and him trimming my beard, like, out the door was $100, which is expensive, but not if you're going to someone who's... Like, for a guy, like, you could get probably, like, a $30 haircut,
mm-hmm.
but with beard, it's probably $50, but the convenience of an extra $25 of them coming here rather than me spending 45 minutes round trip
yeah.
was worth it. So I almost feel like now with makeup and everything coming to the house.
We even do his grooming at the house now, too, because
really?
He's just
a little truck. Spoiled brat.
But he cries, and he, like, it really is a stress on him, and I'm like, with seizures and all that, I was like, let's just keep him calm
mm-hmm.
and...
I wonder if that would make a difference for Dexter, because I brought him to Petco once,
okay.
and 20 minutes after I dropped him off, I got a call, and they're like, you have to come pick your dog up. He's not letting us do anything to him.
Really?
Like, they got shampoo on him, and then were not able to get it out. They couldn't dry him at all. He was, like,
really?
Freaking out. And I've taken him to, like, the self-wash places
yeah.
where you hook them up and you wash them yourself,
yeah.
and he still screams bloody murder, like I'm murdering him.
Really?
In a bad, yeah, so I wonder if it was in his own space.
He would feel better.
Yeah.
Because I know he hated, like, the cages. He'd shake. Now he, like, doesn't love it, obviously, getting a bath, but he's way more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, Dexter is short hair, so you don't have to worry.
I never wash him. Ask me last time I washed Dexter.
But if he has short hair, he doesn't smell, right?
He doesn't smell at all. I don't know how.
So you're good.
So you're good.
Without bringing up your the specifics of the project that you're working on,
mm-hmm.
I really love the... like what's going on around it.
Okay.
Like, are you able to like just share like kind of what you're doing and like what your ideas are without giving away the story itself?
I wonder.
She's like,
bad at filtering myself. So essentially, I'll tell the story of how we got the idea of it, which has nothing to do with ours.
Love that.
So series of unfortunate events. Netflix had bought the rights to the show and they just shelved it, didn't really do anything with it. And a friend of a friend was obsessed with the book series and was, like, pissed off, I guess, that Netflix had this and wasn't doing anything. He was like, well, this would be fun. I'm going to create a teaser trailer of what I would want that show to look like. Shot it, put it online, and the internet freaked out. And everyone just thought that Netflix was putting out series of unfortunate events. He basically tricked the entire internet. All and that's like a huge series, so the fans of that are like dedicated fans.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix caught wind of that and was like, oh shit, I guess we should actually, like, we have the rights to the show, we should just make it. And they brought this guy on to consult for the entire first season. So what we're doing is kind of that. We're trying to trick the internet with a series
that also has... We're making a trailer.
Yeah, we're making a teaser trailer that we're just going to plop online and
hope that it... I wish we could say more, but it's so cool. I can't play trailers on Apple Watch. Oh?
My watch never listens to me except for when I don't
want it. Oh, God.
That was creepy.
What did she say? You can't play what?
I can't play trailers on Apple Watch.
Well, mine doesn't they talk listening, to me like girl.
That. Mine calls me by my first name now, which I'm like,
rude. You know what bugs me out when I go, hey, Siri, I'm not going to say it because she'll hear me right now. She goes, uh huh.
That's so creepy.
Why? You heard the update? Yeah, she goes, uh huh.
No, I hate that so
please
much.
Don't, please don't. It's so
I
weird.
Go, oh, what's the weather?
Never mind.
where are you going to put the trailer when it's finished?
We're not 1,000% sure yet. So we actually have a meeting tomorrow night to figure out marketing for it and like what the smartest way is to do this. Cause we ideally really want the internet to see this and for it to just, especially now with all of the social media that we have, it's possible for things like this to spread and spread so incredibly quickly. And we're just trying to figure out what all of those like really specific fine-tune things that would make this look and feel real to people so that when we put it out, it's legitimately just like this network is putting out the show, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then, like...
Where did they put the series of unfortunate events?
On a YouTube channel that only had that, like, didn't have any followers prior to. He literally made a channel to put this video on, and it...
Did they, like, tweet it and do all that kind of stuff, or just...
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he straight up just put it out. Yep. Yeah.
Those are incredible stories.
Yeah. They're insane.
Yeah.
Like how? Because that's what I was thinking. If you were to find someone who has like 100,000 or a million YouTube subscribers and we're able to bring them on as a partner just to be like, here's our, and they're like, oh my God, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, do you want to put it out on your channel? Because it would instantly get like hundreds of thousands. But then that had not, you know, when something's right, it's right. When it goes, it goes.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And I think the difference there, so we just saw yesterday that somebody else is working on a very similar project with the exact same title. And we freaked out for a second. And then I went to this girl's Instagram who had posted about it. And she's got like 500,000 followers. And we didn't hear anything about this project aside for the fact that we're like, consistently looking for content like this and like seeing what's out there. But even though she had 500,000 followers, it still made no noise on the internet to anyone outside of her world. Do you know what I mean? So like, even if we found somebody that had 1,000,000 followers, they could post this and it might not hit the right audience, so it wouldn't do what we want it to do. Whereas like, we want it to be that this show is real. And if a YouTuber posted a show, there's no way that network would be like, hey, YouTuber, would you mind put... Because it's got enough merit on its own if that network is really putting it out.
Right.
You know, so it's like really chancing it because straight up no one could see it. Like, we might put it out and it gets like 200 views, but yeah.
And also, too, you never know. It might take like 5 months and then like one person sees it who's the right person and then you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know.
But you have the trailer also for backup plans.
Like if we want to take that.
If you wanted to pitch it or something,
at least
like
you'll have it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's out there for just like, just content in general.
And it's cool. Like at the end of the day, these things are like, yeah, it's fun to make. We had so much fun with everyone on set. It's like an amazing team. It's one of those experiences where you like meet, you work with people that you haven't before. And now you know like, oh, I'm for sure going to work with that person again. So you're just like constantly building that family of working people and like, worst case scenario, we still have that, which is still great.
I can't believe we ran into you when you were shooting
so
that
funny.
Day. Like, unreal. Unreal.
My favorite is still that I walk back and told them that the stroller had Benji in it. And they were like, attention, everyone. The couple Savannah was just talking to with the baby. Actually, it was a dog in a stroller.
Carry on.
You may continue on with your work.
Oh, my God.
He's 11.
And then I told them that, and they all backed off a little bit. I was like, listen, he's an old dog. He has very small legs and a big torso.
Yeah. He doesn't walk very fast. No. How are we going to get our workout in?
Oh, little tater tot.
Yeah, I was just obsessed. Like, when you told us the idea and the premise in general, I loved it. But I still think what I was missing back during the Addicts days or anything that we were doing prior is that marketing of the idea is probably 90% mm-hmm. of everything, because you can have the greatest thing, but if no one sees it.
Because Addicts was good. Mm-hmm. I remember watching those episodes like a bunch of times and laughing. The original. Mm-hmm. I mean, the other one was good too, but yeah. the original was like amazing. But we also didn't have the opportunities then. Like, even if you had a marketing plan in place for it, it wouldn't be the same as what we could do now. It's true. You know, like, what would have that marketing been? Yeah, in 2010.
YouTube was still there, but it wasn't YouTube like today. There was no other social, Twitter a little bit, but... Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to the original? Is that out there?
You guys should put that out just for fun. Just to have it out there.
I think it could be on Vimeo, possibly, but I'm not sure, like, what... Well, now's the time to actually, if we ever were going to do it, it's now mm-hmm. because the concept's there. You could probably get everyone back together and
okay, I'll be in it.
Actually,
okay,
yeah, fine,
that guys.
You're in.
Kiss my arm.
Yeah, it's a good concept, but now's the time. I just like that with your idea too, that people are coming to you, because with our script right now, I know Alyssa filled you in a little at lunch about mm-hmm. about ours, is that we're pitching, but we're pitching. Mm-hmm. So you have to convince people, like, look at the synopsis. What do you think? Oh, I like that. Oh, cool. I'll read the script. And then 3 weeks later, hey, we read it. It's good, but it's not for us. I can't wait until we can put out some content, or like how you're doing, where people come to you.
Ideally.
That's so much cooler. And yeah. we have the ability to make a trailer and put it out and have people come to us. And that just gives a better even negotiation and power dynamic, where we're not sure. just like, please, this is good. Let me explain to you why it's good, rather than them finding it. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to her after we left the park. I was like, that is a great idea of putting out a trailer.
But then it's still one of those things that, like, again, ideally, and I'll put all the energy possible that, like, this does what we want it to do. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't, even if it does... I highly doubt that would eliminate the pitch process, because it would still be, we don't own the rights to this idea, you know? Mm-hmm. So they could either see it, love it, do it on their own, or see it, love it, but want to recast the entire thing. They're not going to want the same director. Mm-hmm. They're going to want their own thing. So there's still going to be
hurdles,
and we're still going to have to pitch portions of it. And like, there's no way that we just have this thing that somebody is like, come to me. Give
Here
me
you
this.
Go.
Let me
All
give you a
money.
Ton of money so that we yeah. can help you do
Is
this
10
cool
mil good?
Thing. Yeah.
12?
Same cast, same director, mm-hmm. same team, done.
Yeah. But I do like the idea of having something, like, would you guys ever want to shoot a teaser trailer for a script of yours? So when you, part of your pitch is then, not let me explain this to you, but let me show you why this is so good?
It is, but it's what you just said too, is that I kind of feel like an ass if I go, hey, Savannah, hey, 11 leads in this ensemble, would you all mind spending 4 days for free and shooting this with us? And then we sell it and go, well, thank you, but now we're going to go and cast. Or, you know what I mean?
The
like,
network it's, wants to...
It's almost like you are pulling favors, but you then aren't allowing for a casting process. And I would never want to ask my friends for a favor and then only we take it and leave. And I just don't think that's right.
I don't know. Like, in this hypothetical situation, if you were to put me in your trailer, first of all, I've definitely seen things on, like, LA casting where it's for a pitch and it's specified that, like, you may be considered for the role when we actually make it, but there are no promises. And I think anyone that even, like, sort of understands how these things work know that mm-hmm. there's no way Netflix is going to give you $20 million to make this movie and they're going to take me, unless I was phenomenal. Unless I did something that, like, really moved them in some way, there's no reason for them to keep me on. And I would understand that, you know? And it's also just fun to do stuff.
Do stuff,
yeah.
That's true.
You would,
and, and then my face gets in front of Netflix. Even if they're like, for this project, we didn't like it, now they kind of know who I am.
True.
Now casting, maybe in the deal is like, you don't have to cast the people, but I want them to be considered. I want them to, like, legitimately have a chance for this,
that,
you know?
That's it, 100% what we would do, but yeah. I would also feel like we go sell it, and then it's this big movie, and we're like, Savannah, do you want to come to the premiere? Remember, your work helped us get this done, and so, anyway, we're going to go back to our yacht. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to bring friends on board if I couldn't bring them to the top with us. Mm. It would just make me feel goofy. But what you were saying is like super mature and awesome. And I think most people would be cool. But if it were to go on to be something significant, I would just feel like the 11 people helped us do it and then they didn't get to come for the ride would just actually like ruin the whole experience for me. Like, I would want all 11 to be in it. So I'm kind of at this tug of war of like, you know, unless we paid people. If I said, hey.
Well, you could do that. You could do like a deferred thing where like, if this makes this much money, then you will be paid for your work.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I think if anything, too, the way it was written, I would almost rather like if literally no one wants it and it's like it goes through the whole entire thing, it's completely done in a year and nothing happens, then explore actually raising, which is easier said than done, like $200,000. Mm-hmm. And we could shoot it and pay everyone and do it that way.
Funding. No,
please. You can't. We'd have to add, you know.
I just want it to be in the professionals' hands. I don't want nothing. Take it, please.
So we made too many mistakes, even with like Hiker.
Mm-hmm.
We just needed a little more money. Like it was about 80% and it just didn't turn out like perfect.
The ending.
If we had some help, like we need, like I don't want to just, like everything we've done is by ourselves, like with our book or with Hiker, and like everything was great, mm-hmm. but having like someone who does this for a living and has power, I want that behind a good idea to help us, because you just do all this work and it's just like.
You're like, almost there.
We just need help.
You like so, love it and feel so good about it, but you can feel that little part of it that's missing. Yeah.
Just be nice to have a team of people who do that for a living. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, okay. This is fun.
We're good at this.
Yeah. So I don't know. So we're pitching it, but people are getting, we're getting good response. You know, no one's saying it's crappy or no one says, hey, you need to like work on it. Like mm-hmm. we've had zero negative mm-hmm. actual.
We still have a lot really of cool. emails to hear back from, so we'll see. It's just,
I love the idea. Yeah. It sounded like it was 1,000% something I would watch. It also sounds like something that would be on a streaming service that would be like a Hulu or an Amazon or a Netflix.
Like like easy, like mm-hmm. hilarious, like you know, because we wrote it, so it's like hilarious.
Genius. And,
yeah, you laugh.
Brilliant, amazing. What's that Lady Gaga like, thing?
Incredible, amazing, unique, never been seen before.
That.
I'm pretty sure I got it wrong, but.
But the cadence was brilliant.
Thank you.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, it's all exciting times out here, and like we. I just think taking control rather than waiting for the phone to ring mm-hmm. is giving me, like even doing our podcast, like we're putting content out that we could be discovered in some way that's someone goes, hey, we like them. We want to do something. And like, mm-hmm. do you have anything? Yes. So like rather than just sitting by the phone, like these days we have the ability to make our own stuff, put it out there and give ourselves an extra chance
yep.
rather than just waiting.
And just keeping the momentum. Like every single one of these you do is another creative thing that you're just doing and putting out there and putting your time and energy towards. That's like, there's no way that eventually that doesn't catch up with you in some big, cool, good way. I love you know? That.
Tell the universe. Tell them.
That's what I'm doing. Projecting so hard right now.
So when do you think your trailer will be ready?
So our last two shooting days are the 31st and the 1st, and then I think we want to have it out like first or second week of February, that's if possible.
Exciting.
Especially now knowing there's somebody else that's doing something similar, we're like racing to get this thing out. So whereas we were like kind of lax about when it was going to be out before, now we're like, okay, we've got two full days in. Let's start getting our editor on that stuff so that it's ready to just like the blanks to be filled in the second we're done with the next 2 days. And then let's have our marketing plan in place. Let's have everything so the second we have a final cut, it's out there.
So and I'm hoping that's February. I can't wait to see it.
So let us know because we'll promote it.
I would.
Hell,
I want to see it.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
It should be. It's a great idea. I'm sorry to keep talking about it, audience. It's really good.
So good. We
you
can't tell you.
You guys will know when you see it.
You'll know when you see it.
So what else is going on in Savannah's world? What do you do? What are you doing like? Day to day, like where are you working? What's good?
So I was working at this company that was really cool and whatever, but I got let go.
You got let go?
I got let go like 2 days before Christmas.
Oh.
which was weird and sucky.
Come on.
Yeah, not great, but they gave me a month's severance. We already had paid vacation for the last 2 weeks of December, so the month severance started in January.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, so I have that, which kind of settled my nerves when the initial shock of, like, I don't have a job anymore and I just moved into a really expensive apartment.
Were they like rude about it, or were they kind, or?
They were fine. It was literally just like, you're great, we love you here, it's just not the right fit. Which to me is bullshit. Like,
oh my god.
So the way that it was handled on a surface level was kind, but like the act itself was not.
Yeah.
You know?
You got a month, a month's pay.
Huh?
You got a month's pay.
Got a month's pay and two months insurance, which is nice.
Ooh.
But it also kind of, it was a job that I loved all of the people I worked with, but it was an executive assistant job where I was scheduling like seven different people's schedules, and it was not something that I loved. I wasn't super, super happy there, but the salary was nice. Like, insurance, I had unlimited paid time off. It's not something I would have left, ever. Mm-hmm. And when I got let go, it was kind of a kick in the ass of like, okay, you've spent a lot of time being drawn into salaries and perks of having a 9-to-5, but the thing that you actually want to be doing is acting, and you can't do that if you keep taking these jobs one after another without any time to focus on acting. So I took this as like a nudge in the right direction. So I'm just trying to focus on acting and do as many creative things as I can. And just like completely fill my time with that.
So good. Because we were talking the other day about like plan A versus plan B. And you were like, I'm just going all in on plan A.
Yeah, because like what the heck? Why not?
You'll never be satisfied with a plan B.
Hmm?
You'll never be satisfied with the plan B.
I'm going to keep wanting to go back to plan A. Yeah. And eventually, I mean, maybe it's never too late to go back to your plan A, but like, I would rather just do it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you can work at nighttime. You can do, and you also have your, do you still do egg donations?
My little egg babies? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that like a yearly thing, or how long have you been doing that?
I don't know.
At least since 2015, because I remember that the Vantage, the one that you actually suggested that we rent.
Yes.
Remember that three bed we had? Mm-hmm. I remember her helping you with shots in that apartment.
Oh, yeah.
So that was in 2015 for sure.
That might have been my first or second one.
I think it was your second.
Okay.
Or you were still a little scared to do shots. Maybe it was your first.
I still hate doing the shots, yeah.
How did that all come about? And like, how did you first say, oh, this is something I should do?
I actually had an audition for this egg company's, for like the company that does egg donations. It was like an agency for egg donations. And I was in the waiting room and just being sav, I started chatting up the girl that was running the audition, and she had done egg donations through them. And I was like, wait, what? Tell me more about this. And she did, and had a little pamphlet that she handed me. And I called the woman the next day and was like, can I just like meet you and ask you some questions and learn more about this? And she was amazing, and I loved her, and I was immediately like, oh, sign me up. 100% sign me up. Because it's so cool. I've always been, and you know this, like I've always been iffy about kids. I could have them, I could not. It wouldn't really bother me either way. Yeah. I wouldn't be super stoked or sad in either direction. But I have always said, if I'm going to have kids, I at least want to adopt one. Like, that would be my only way that I would like truly be excited about it. And this feels like the opposite of that. Like,
interesting.
I could be helping a kid, and then in this way I'm actually able to actually like help the family that like all they want to do is have kids.
Of course.
And there are so many women that aren't comfortable donating eggs for obvious reasons, but since I'm not that at all, I'm like, I'm in the perfect position to be doing this because it doesn't affect me. Like,
so do you know if it works? Because I remember you had one family who they had tried, and I guess it didn't take, and you did it again. Like, do they let you know if it works?
They do. I request after that time. So it was the family, the mom tried to get pregnant and it didn't take. And they used me a second time, but that time around they had a surrogate. But after the first time, when they had let me know if it worked or not, just because they were going to use me again, I specified, I was like, once it's out of my body, it's not my business anymore. So if a baby is conceived. Amazing. I don't need to know. If not, I don't need to know. I'm assuming there are lots of babies out there. Otherwise, people wouldn't keep using me.
Right.
If my eggs weren't working, then I wouldn't continuously be. Yeah.
But. So then, like, later in life, if obviously they were curious to meet their birth mother, some might not, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, even I look at my dad, he never met his birth parents. Is that something, like, would you be comfortable? Like, have you thought about that, what that might be like?
Kind of. I don't think... I think it's especially now incredibly possible that that happens. It's... These parents are picking me from pictures of me.
Right.
And you can reverse Google anything. Like, if somebody wants to know who I am, they don't have to go through a whole process of it. It's literally, here's the picture, what's her name?
We'll find you on Instagram.
Yeah, like, it'll happen. That's true. So, like, the anonymous part of it is, like, kind of bullshit.
Or 23andMe, if you ever do, like, or that. I'm sure you'll do that at one point, right? Like, or even in 10 years, like, there'll be easier ways to do it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Where everyone's going to know.
And they'll just, I've got, like, 25 kids coming up to me.
Hey.
But I don't think it would bother me. That kind of thing could also change, but, like.
It would probably just be cool. Because they'd have to be 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would just be another relationship if that's something both parties would want to.
Yeah.
So can you just take us back, though, real quick? So, because, yeah. Okay, so. So how does the whole process work?
So first you have to create this whole profile. You send pictures of yourself and answer, like, pages of questions. That's family medical history, what your upbringing was like, what you were like as a kid, bunch of personality questions. And that's just, like, the profile that parents will look through when they're looking for somebody. And then once you're chosen, there's probably, like, 2 or 3 weeks worth of blood work and just so many different tests that you have to do to make sure that you are healthy enough to donate.
So once your profile is uploaded or whatever, like, so then parents will go in and say, we want to find an egg donor. And then they look at you, they read your stuff, and they go, ooh, we want her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to do a 2 to 3 week, like, give blood, take shots, or is the shots something
different?
The
shots is later. So the initially you get chosen. You have to go through all of these things to make sure that you're healthy and you're good to donate. Once you pass that, you also have to go to a therapist to make sure that you're mentally aware of what it is that you're agreeing to do, which is awesome. I love that they do that because it's like, there are some people that would really do it just for the money. And I told you when I told Katie about this, Katie Wallace, she was like, immediately, jerk reaction was to cry. She was like, I could never donate my eggs. That would break my heart to give away something like that. So it's good that they check, like, triple check people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you pass all of the medical stuff, then they get you started on birth control, and they're basically syncing you up to whoever's going to get the eggs so that you're both on the same cycle. And once you get there, they pull you off birth control, and you have, like, 12 to 15 days of hormone shots and other stuff that I don't totally understand. They give it to me, I shoot myself up, you know.
Oh my God. So then...
So they shoot you, so... Hold on, no, I'm just going through the process. Yeah. I really want to know.
Yeah, like, me too.
And then, okay, and then it's a surgery then?
It's a procedure. They put you under for it, but you're only under for, like, 20 minutes, I think. And they don't, like, open anything up. It's just a little needle guy that goes in that sucks all of the follicles out.
A needle guy?
A little needle guy.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
I try not to ask too many questions.
Yeah, like, I just want to go to bed. I'll wake up. And then they take the eggs, freeze the eggs, or they...
I think it's up to the person's discretion. I'm assuming there's multiple that they try to impregnate the woman, just because not all of them are obviously going to take. And then if that family wants to save them and try and get pregnant later in life with a second kid, they can use that same batch of eggs for it.
So that it's this, like, their
brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then
that's like the craziest part to me, is that they could literally get pregnant, have a kid, and then 12 years later decide to have another kid. And it's another salve that, like,
wow.
So it could be all different ages of. And then, so the male would also, so that they have to put the sperm and your egg together, and then they implant that fertilized egg inside the woman. Mm-hmm. And then it's the normal process. Then
it's just like a normal pregnancy, yeah. But then it's also whether or not they put it in a surrogate or the actual mom. So if she can like physically carry it or not, or maybe it's my eggs, dad's sperm, other woman, or my eggs, somebody else's sperm, because maybe the dad isn't able to in surrogate or in woman. Like there's so many different, I know.
And if it's not too personal of a question, what's the
pay?
The pay for something like that?
So the first time I did it, it was $7,500, and the last one I did was $12,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So it goes up the more times you've done it.
Oh, probably because that would mean that it works.
The more like desirable they are, kind of. Yeah.
I wonder what weird. The age is that you can do that until. Like when are eggs?
I don't know, but I'm going to try and
You're young.
I mean, you got another, if you were going to do another even 10 years, you would probably be
able
to, right?
They wouldn't accept me into the program.
Ma'am, your eggs are all dried up.
We have to get on it in 4 years. Do you need to shoot a commercial for this facility? We actually are casting, but unfortunately, you just don't fit the character we're looking for.
Got it.
Now, we probably have like 4 or 5 years left before we got to make that decision.
For sure.
So I think after 40, it becomes more risky. But these days, people are getting pregnant later.
It's true.
You can adopt whenever, though.
I know.
So what is it that makes you always so into adopting, and that's something you've wanted that draws you to that?
There's just so many little babies that need homes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it's as simple as that. There's no, like, I think probably a big part of it is that for whatever reason, I don't have this huge desire to have my own kid. I don't need something that came out of my body to be my little baby. And because of that, it's another one of those, like, because I don't have that connection, why not be one of the people that helps adopt? You know, because there are so many people that do need their kid to be their kid, and they're not going to adopt because of that.
Right.
And if I don't care about that aspect of it, then, like, I'd rather just help a little, help a little baby.
You know, the adopting process is definitely quite a process. Like, we had a friend, you knew her, I'm not going to say her name, but I'll tell you later. But she had tried to adopt, and they had this baby. They fell in love. And then I think it was like 6 months later, the birth mom wanted the baby back, so they took the baby from her.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then like years later, they were able to adopt again, and it's all worked out, and they've got a beautiful life. But, I mean, that's crazy. So anything...
6 months, and then they were able to come back?
I wonder what the... Like, if there's a... amount of time that passes that they're no longer allowed to do
probably.
That. Probably. Right?
Six months
is a long time.
I think it was 6 months. Something like that. Maybe it was 3. I don't know. But I know it was enough for it to be, like, devastating.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that.
No. So, I mean, everything in life, it just, there's so many hurdles with everything.
I just like how they're advancing all this, that we have all these options, so for kids, and you can even now like choose your gender if you wanted to do the freezing of the eggs, and we wanted to go that route. Yeah. You can actually choose if you have a boy or girl.
Farther than that, right? Can't you do like eye color, hair color? Like I think you can really, which is weird, and like
let it.
Whatever you get is what you get. Like, come on,
nature decide here. Come on, guys.
Well, they were saying though that more advanced that it gets, the more you're going to be able to say, I want the, you know, like blonde hair, green eyes, tall, athletic, like you can eventually be able to create like your exactly what you want as a child.
That's so unhealthy.
We talked about this on the podcast before though, that it's going to, I bet you there'll be a time in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whenever it is, that having a natural birth, you're doing it naturally?
And is natural, when you say that, like not making any modifications to your baby? Or just like a...
Or a woman carrying her own, like just a natural, like people getting together, having a child, rather than it being frozen or an incubator. Like I think in the future there could be like 50 years where you just like go and there's an incubator. Yeah, and then you just get to like watch baby. It, watch your baby on an
the
app.
The only cool thing
like,
about
grow
that
in an incubator, and then you have the baby, and
is that you can have babies later if you're a woman, because their bodies obviously stop after a certain point. Like if eventually, as it always does, like our we always live longer, the species, like years after year after year. So if that's a thing, having a baby at 45, 50, if that's the new, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting.
It would have to be. Because you're right, if we can start averaging like 120 years here, so many people are living to 90 to 100 now, and our bodies, if you can't really have a baby after 40, I mean, what if you don't meet someone till you're 45 years old, 47 years old, then you can never have kids together?
Yeah.
But you could always adopt.
Are we talking about me now? I'm not going to meet anyone until I'm 47.
No. Dope. Well, as we're laughing, this will be a good laughing out of the podcast here. Maybe we can have you come back after the whole idea that you have dropped, and we can talk about
that.
It.
Yeah.
We can, this way we can go over more
and see
details
how it actually
and
worked and
I like
what
that.
Our plan was. Yeah, I love that.
I like that a lot.
Cool. Well, thanks for kicking it with us.
Yes, girl. Thanks for having me in your super fancy studio.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to make it... just feel like a studio.
It's beautiful. Can I ask what you normally have on that screen?
We usually just have like an HDMI hooked up that shows like the Freddie and Alyssa show.
Oh, cute.
And
I love that.
So, but we didn't put the extra touch on for you today because we felt like you were going to be like,
whatever.
Who cares? But then she liked the picture out there. So she would have cared.
She would have enjoyed it.
Do you guys feel a little bad now that you didn't put in that bit of extra time?
Yeah, and it doesn't take much time at all.
Was it just turning
like
the TV
5
on?
5 seconds. Yeah. Plugging it in.
Well, and also we initially wanted
like
to do
a button,
with,
Freddie.
Yeah, we had to plug it in too.
Oh, sorry.
Pull it up on the laptop.
But that's what we initially wanted to do.
Even
but I feel like
laptop
it would.
Right here.
Actually, it's another one.
Okay.
It's mine.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No. I it's the.
Sorry.
This is the last thing, Savannah, and we'll wrap it up. She's like, I gotta go.
Something buzz.
Stuff.
No, the like while we were talking about the
anyways, Alyssa.
All right, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.